The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 6th of July, 2008. It was on this day in 1896, William Sidney Porter hopped a train for New Orleans rather than stand trial for embezzlement in Houston, Texas. There were shortages discovered in the ledgers of the bank where he worked, which were probably due to bad bookkeeping, and he might have escaped conviction. But he lost his nerve. He boarded a train, going to New Orleans, took a job on the docks. From there he went to Central America. And in 1897, word reached him that his wife was dying, and he came back to Texas, knowing that he faced a prison sentence. His wife died, and he served 5 years in a penitentiary, where he began to write short stories, some of which he published under the name O. Henry. It's the birthday of the Dalai Lama, the 14th Dalai Lama, born in 1935 in Tibet. When the 13th Dalai Lama died, monks set out to find a child who would prove to be the reincarnation of him, and found him in a little village, a 3-year-old boy named Lamo, whom they took back to the capital, Lhasa, and installed as the 14th Dalai Lama. He was educated by the monks in the same curriculum as all other Buddhist monks: Buddhist studies, logic, medicine, Tibetan art and culture, philosophy, and Sanskrit. And then in 1950, when he was 15, the Chinese invaded Tibet, touching off 9 years of conflict, which the Dalai Lama tried to mediate, but eventually fled to India, where he has lived since 1960. And it's the birthday of the Mexican painter Frida Kahlo, born near Mexico City in 1907. When she was 18, she suffered a terrible injury in a streetcar accident, broke her spine, her leg, her feet, her collarbone, her pelvis crushed, spent months in a plaster cast, which was when she began painting for the first time. She suffered from health problems the rest of her life, spent months at a time in bed, and it was during these bedridden periods that she produced most of her work. She did not have a major solo exhibition until 1953, and she died the following year at the age of 47, having produced about 140 paintings, many of them self-portraits. Here's a poem for today by John Hollander, entitled Marine Tongue Twister. On Ocean Avenue she waits just outside the beach club's gates. What's she standing around here for? She sells seashells by the seashore. Newly cleaned, gaily painted and lacquered, hen, lobsters, carapaces, a placard announced from the wall outside her store. She sells she-shells by the seashore. Streaks of sand caress her legs, the fisherman's daughter we all adore, from bivalves piled up high in kegs. She shells seashells by the seashore. With both hands she bends down and dredges up cockles and conchs and clams galore, her fingers cut from their sharpened edges. Sea cells, she cells by the she-sore. With her mortar aimed at the feminists' meeting, enraged with shaking fists, fighting her war to end all war, she shells, she cells by the she-shore. The wind salutes her in its song, accompanied by the breakers' roar. Both locals and visitors, all day long, see shells she sells by the seashore. Marine Tongue Twister by John Hollander, from his collection A Draft of Light, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org and by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.